It's the Morning News Express, 812 at WFMD. Rise and shine up at Adam, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. In the studio with us is Teresa Nail. Teresa is formulating a walk for water. Is that kind of like what we're talking about? What's the deal there, young lady?
Yep, I am.
First of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're nervous.
Thank you for having me.
You're a little nervous. I know, right? It's your first time on a big radio station.
It is, and I feel like people are looking at me, but they're not.
No, nobody is. Well, except for that camera up there.
Oh, okay.
The eye of the world, which doesn't work, so don't worry about it.
All right.
So what's the organization that you're working with?
So World Vision. World Vision, for anybody who doesn't know, is a Christian humanitarian organization, and they provide long-term solutions for emergency and poverty situations, and they advocate on behalf of the poor. So this May 6th, we are hosting a 6K walk to raise money for the clean water.
Hold a second. I hear of all these 5Ks and all these other, 26Ks or whatever they are. What's the significance of 6K?
Yes, the distance of 6K is significant. It's the average distance that people, usually women and children, walk to get their water for the day, and it's not clean water.
How was that, like 4.5 miles or something like that?
It's 3.7 miles.
Oh, that's not far.
Yeah.
That's not far. I mean, for me to walk not carrying jugs of water.
Well, right. Walking, 3.7 miles on the treadmill or, in an air-conditioned environment is one thing, but walking with no shoes, with, a 40-pound can of water on your back and in the heat of Africa is much different.
So I mean, what's the cost, And I mean, if you don't know, then don't, it's fine. The cost of drilling a well, because once you drill a well, because I know that at my church, they talk about this as well, that once you build that well, it's like all of a sudden that is the community center.
Right.
It uplifts the community and does amazing things. So what's the kind of a cost that World Vision has for, you don't know, do you?
Well, I know that the $50 to register, to do the walk, it provides clean water for one person. And those funds raised are used to dig those wells and also build hand washing stations. And then once that has been established, it also is used to train the community members to maintain that well. So those wells are long-term use. They don't just build them and then leave. So
I mean, from what I've heard, these wells can cost anywhere from $15,000 to $35,000, depending on where they are in the bush, mm-hmm. and how far they have to take the drilling equipment and stuff like that. So it sounds like a fun walk. So it's May 6th. Where is it?
I am doing it at Walkersville Community Park.
Okay.
And it's at 9 a.m.
Now, that's not Heritage Farm Park. It's
right.
Walkersville Community Park off of Biggs Ford, behind kind of like across the railroad tracks from Walkersville High School. Right.
Yeah. Yep. That's where it is.
Yeah.
And it's just a loop that we're going to do four times. And it's a nice walk. There's no hills.
That's good for
yep.
me.
Yep.
I don't like hills. It's $50. Now, if you actually have something going on, right, is it going on today? I mean, isn't there like a discount? Is that,
yes.
or is that over? Tell us
yep.
about that.
Yep. It's a $10 discount for registering. And it's $10 off an adult registration and as well as a kid. So a child under the age of 15 can register for $15. You get your World Vision t-shirt. You get a special bib, mm-hmm. a race bib that features one of the children from the communities that you're going to be supporting. And then at the end, once you complete that 3.7, I'm going to be handing you
banana.
A medal. Well, banana, medal, and water. Yep.
So if you want to help out World Vision's efforts to, help people, we take water for granted. I was just watching on TV where some guy was doing a water bottle prank where he just, squirted it in somebody's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And people like that who have no water can't imagine us how much water we waste. And we had a gentleman at our church, and you and I go to church together,
mm-hmm.
Who sat there and said that he took a shower, and he said, I just could not imagine I could stand underneath a shower for 10 minutes.
Right.
And he goes, that's a month worth of water for us, and we're, in a 10-minute shower. So,
yep.
All right. So if somebody wants to be part of this, and I highly suggest that you do, where do you go?
So you can go to www.worldvision6k.org, and then there is a link on there to register to walk as an individual. And then if you scroll down, you can click on Join a Team. And my team name for the Walkersville Community Park is Cleared for Life. Okay. So you can join my team. And what they'll do is, like, within about a week or so, they'll send you in the mail. They'll send you your T-shirt as well as your bib. And then I'll have the medal at the
you have those t-shirts. The day of the event. Do they have those t-shirts and a husky? Is somebody, do you need sponsors too? Do you need any sponsors?
Well, I'm going to be looking for folks to donate water, bananas, Nutri-Grain bars, things like that for the race, as well as anything else you guys can, anybody can offer.
How does somebody do that?
So if anybody's interested in helping to sponsor or donate or help with the event at all, you can contact me at my email.
You got email that you're willing to give out?
I am. Okay. I am. It's Teresa Nail, TERESANAILL, at comcast.net.
There you go. Yep. All right. Teresa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for
having me.
819 at WFMD.